where he begins in Parshas Bo. After we have Mitzvah Hay is already Mitzvah Shechitas on Pesach. Mitzvah Tezayim was still going on Pesach. And when that's not the last one. Yud Zayin is also Pesach. Finally, Yud Ches is Kiddush Becheiros. And Kiddush Becheiros is also tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim, as the parasha itself explicitly says. Now, it also has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. But, so he asks here, and he says the following. Ba'al came at Chilash Ba'wainu Leo Skulas Kola Amen and Lechus Koyanim Begoy Kodesh. That we, at the beginning, as we assumed the role in the world of Amlechus Koyanim Begoy Kva'am Kodesh, as we assumed that Uvachol Shana Vashana Vosas Man, and every year when we come back to this time of the year, Roy Lono Lassus Maisim Amaram Bono Amayla Vidola Shah Alino Lo Ba'isa Hashem. Things which show, in fact, demonstrate the madrega that we reached, that we became at that time. Mamlechus Koyanim Begay Kodesh. And we tell Hamaisa Vadinu Shanachnu Oysam, from the fact that we involved in an action, Nikva Benav Shosena Odo Balaylam, this in fact will make it something which is fixed and remains with us. And this we've seen very, very clearly. If we ever had any doubts about the accuracy of this statement, in the Sefer HaChinuch, that through actions, this is what ties us to philosophy, Lo Ilam Vod. So all we have to do is look at one thing. Just look at the Reform movement, and they decided in 1869 that they only mitzvahs Maisius, and the rest is history. There's no Kiyum to them. Their sole Kiyum is the next generation that left tradition and went to them. But there are very few adherents to it. Why? Because without mitzvahs maisiyas, we don't have a concrete underpinning to our beliefs. There's a whole world and things we're involved in, and those consume our personality. If we don't have concrete things to be involved in, which preoccupy us with things which are significant, so then the significant things are just pushed to the side and forgotten. That's exactly what we see. Those that go away from mitzvahs maisius, they cannot remain Jews. They just peters out. The traditional Jew was able to be a Jew because he had some association with mitzvahs maisius. Came to shul shabbos, he observed yontif, whatever. It wasn't perfect, but he was involved with mitzvahs maisius. So there's no doubt of the amitus of this statement. Then he asked a very simple question. He says, "Well, Tachshav v'ni litvois al-dvarei v'loimer." He says that he wrote this, it was a Talmud apparently of the Rajbam. Who he was, we don't know. It was not the Ra'ah. That's clear. That he said the author of the Sefer HaChinuch was not the Ra'ah. It was apparently a Talmud of the Rajbam. We don't even know necessarily his standing. In other words, was he a giant in the Halacha? We have no idea. So he says, he's writing this for his son. So he says, "My son, don't ask me a following question and feel that you can undermine that which I've argued here. How many reminders do we have? Neat. Right here in this parasha, we have about 15 mitzvahs at least, approximately, that have to do with it. And throughout the Torah, I think there are 50 some odd mitzvahs which are Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So how many do we need? With one zikaron is enough to remind us. We'll say every day, that's all, what do you need? And that'll be enough to preserve it for posterity. If this is your question, he says, he says, this is not a profound question at all. He says, your youthfulness would lead you to ask such a question. If you are wise and you have understanding and wisdom, Shimo zois, listen carefully. V'hatei oznecho shmo. Put your ear to this and listen. Alamedcho lehoil b'Torah v'mitzvus. I will teach you a very significant lesson concerning Torah mitzvus. Da. Ki ha'odam nifal kifit pa'ulosav. Man is impressed in his personality, is influenced by his actions. What do we think about? We think about the things that we do. Those make impressions upon us. Hopefully for the good, and lo aleinu, if on the bad side, someone leads us in the wrong direction. A person that is evil within. His entire thought process is to do things that are wrong. If he will be inspired, he'll get involved in Torah mitzvahs. So inwardly, he's a low life, and he's concerned with doing kol davar ra. But for some reason, somebody got him up, hyped up, and he starts doing Torah mitzvahs. He doesn't do it the Shem Shemayim. You know, there's a guy, he wants to do $1 million business with this guy, and this guy likes guys that do mitzvahs. So if I'm going to be up a low life, he won't let me into his office. So I have to, you know, show up in shul and act a little bit the part to make him happy. Whatever the reason, is miyad yinot el atoiv, this will begin to influence him towards the good side. Ubekoyach ma'isov, and through the strength and the repercussions of his actions, yomis hayetzahara. The Yitzhara will be done in. He will change his inner feelings. Based on the actions, the chitzonius is more the pneumius affects the pneumius. On the other hand, he's a holy man, and he has straight thinking and correct in his midas. Chovetz b'Torah v'mitzvahs, and he's involved with Torah mitzvahs. That's what his desire is. If we'll get involved in self negative activities for whatever reason, suppose the king appointed him to do something which is very unseemly, but that's what he stuck, because the king, you know, forced him to do it. So his whole life is doing things that are improper. If that's all he's involved in, and he can't break free of that, he will leave his righteousness, and at the end of the day, he'll become a Rosh Hagomor. And therefore, Omru, Chachomim Zechon Alevroch, Rotzak, Mokum, Lezakas, Yisrael, the last Mishnah and Makas, Lefika Cherba, Lehen Torah Mitzvahs. So we should be constantly involved with mitzvahs. Everywhere we turn, there should be a mitzvah. And this will ultimately bring us to Olam Haba. This will have an effect upon us. He has a mezuzah on his door. Tzitzis bevigdo. Tefillin beroishon. These mitzvahs are involved constantly. So I'm never a step away from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Lochei, atar re'ei, gam re'ei ma'malachtuch v'itzkecho. Be concerned with what you're involved with. Ki acharem timshach v'ato lo timshochi. Your involvement in this world will influence you. It's not the other way around. Based on your heart, Mamela, this will dictate despite what you're doing. No. What you're doing is going to determine it. It's not going to be determined by what's in your heart. But your actions will in fact control what's in your heart. And if there's a conflict between your heart and your actions, your heart is not going to win out. Let your Yetzirah not reassure you glibly. I am a real maimon in Hashem, and he truly is. My half suggestion is anag lebamim b'tanugi anoshim l'shavas u'shokim b'rochayvus. So what happens if I join the boys and I hang out with the Yoshua Kronos, the people that have no serious intentions in life? This loitzitz in Malaysim Ladavartachis, to have all the glib lines with the leitzim, okay, Yoitzabailo Dwanshan, Mabiamalaya Mashomus Vachatois. And these are not things, they're not sins. I'm not doing an aveir. Alogam li leiv of kamoham. I also have, you know, I'm a person. Kitnai obam imosneya. And listen, I'm also a person. And my little finger has more in it than they have in the head. So why should I be influenced by them? Maybe they'll be influenced by me. Albany, do not think this. You'll hang out with them, you'll get caught up with them. Rabim shosim utoch kach koistar alosim. Many, in fact, have imbibed the poison that comes from this. Va'atavs nafshich otatzel. Va'achar dayt chazal yikshol lechem yata ribi amitzvus binyan schiras nisei mitzrayim. If you understand this, then you'll understand why we need so many mitzvahs to remind us about Mitzrayim. Shemin omud godol b'torah seno. Why? Kiv revosus kena b'ayim. The more we're involved with them, this Paul Aladova, the more profound the effect will be, Kamo Shomarno, as I have written. So therefore, he says that we need to be involved in good things. And since Yetzias Mitzrayim was one of the foundations of Yahadus, the more mitzvahs we have which cause us to focus upon Yetzias Mitzrayim, the more profound its effect is going to be. So this is the emphasis that we have on Yetzias Mitzrayim throughout the year, on all the mitzvahs that we have in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then ultimately in the Chodesh of Nisan, which is the Chodesh that we really focus to the nth degree, to the fullest extent, on Yetzias Mitzrayim. So this is the Chag that we're about to celebrate. Let me start with the Kasha. We have a brocha, we recite at the end of the Maggid, right before the second class. So Bricha Saido, Asher Golono, Begolos, Avoseinu, Lotzeinu, Avos, Techeros, etc. In the brocha, V'igiyonu halayil hazeh lechol bo matzal mo. Strange statement. That's the Shevach Vaido that I give to Rabbi Nishan, I was zeichet di mor, it's a mitzvah, fine, but that says, Haido! You know, if I have to sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av, I say, yeah, I'm going to make a bracha, Higiyono Alayla, I said to sit on the floor on Tisha B'Av. Okay, it's a mitzvah, but it's not, I'll do the mitzvah. It's important to do the Rabbanu Shalom's mitzvahs, but that's not a mitzvah that I'm singing up as, oh, the special schus that I had to sit in the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. So what's the pshat? Higiyono Alayla, I said, Lechol Vomatomo. Struck me as odd. First time that it struck me as odd, but I thought about it today and it struck me as odd. The Yisoid Ravaisai is that the whole underpinning of the Haggadah is Matzah Bar. I'll explain what I mean. The Manash Tana. We have the Shabbachol alaylas onor oichlan chomitz ma'alaylas akula matzah. Matzah, because what is the matzah about? Shabbachol alaylas onor oichlan shorim yirokos. Halaylas emor. What's the moral about? We have in the halacha a notion that a matzah simrorim yochlu, that we have matzah, and subsequent to the matzah, we have the mor. And in fact, it has a halachic dimension. There's not only a philosophical dimension, there's a halachic dimension to this pasuk. Not only is it a din of matzah and mor, but that the mor comes after the matzah. The Rishonim have a shiloh, do I have to make a brocha on the mor? Why? Because the mor is not eaten as part of the meal. Remember, according to the Shulchan Aruch, for example, salads were not in the time of the Shulchan Aruch. As the Europeans dismissed salads, as Michael Behema. That was the European, you know, Koreans, Michael Behema. So, if it was not considered a normal part of a meal. So a person had to make a bracha on it in the middle of the meal, according to the Mechaber. So now, more, I'm not eating for the purpose of satiation. It's not part of the meal. I'm not eating it not to arouse my appetite and not to satiate myself. So it's not part of the meal. So I should have to make a bracha adam on the rishonim that hold that way.
You know what's that?
That's why, because of those rishonim, and that made a whole twist in the Seder, because we'll come back to that in a moment. So one of the things that we do is when we make the Bar Pri Adam on the Karpas, we have in mind for the Mor. Now what it came about because of that the Ari Shayinim, and in fact the Grob was in fact held this way too, that what Karpas had a shir, they ate a Kezias of Karpas, and since they ate a Kezias of Karpas, so they made a Broch Achroina after the Karpas too. So we got stuck, because we can't make a Broch Achroina after the Karpas, because we want the Bar Pri Adam to go on the Mor. So we adopted the practice of eating less than a Kezias for that reason. I mean, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiv, that it's like, it doesn't say by Erev Toich L'matzis that I have to eat a Kezias. But the minhag was to eat a Kezias, and the Grohl, in fact, ate a Kezias.
So why do we change?
Oh, wait. Because we enter a shayla, because it's a shayla in the Rishonim, if you need a Bar Pri Adam on the Mor or not, and that shayla is an open question. We don't have a resolution of that question. So what did we do? So therefore we said, in case we need a Hadoma, we'll use the, we can make a Hadoma later, because maybe a kid doesn't need a Hadoma. So what am I going to do?
So what did the Rishonim and the Grohl?
Because those Rishonim held that you don't need a Hadoma. We'll come back to why. They held you don't need a Hadoma. I'll come back to why you don't need a Hadoma. Because the Kash is a good Kash. It's really not part of the meal. But since they held you don't need a Hadoma, so they made a Hadoma on Karpas, and they ate a Kezias, and they made a Brocha Achroyna, and Chayim and the Sholom. Mora doesn't need a Brocha.
No.
It won't change. I don't think it has any. Then they maybe ate it with the matzah, so it would be bottled maybe to the matzah. If you ate it in that fashion, that's something else. It's possible you didn't need a Brocha for that reason, because Imamish ate it with the matzah if you were Kerachet. Now, other Rishonim said it doesn't need it. So why did they hold it doesn't need a bracha? So we find in the Rishonim the following. Because the Pasuk says, Al matzis imrorim yochlu. You go to a chasana, so a fancy chasana, give you a menu. You know, this is the menu, this is the appetizer, this is the entree, this is the soup, this is, you know, the main, three mains, whatever. When you come to the Seder, the Torah wrote the menu. The Torah has a menu for the Seder. And the menu is matzah samar.
But we still have
the Indian of Midrash Bonham. We maintained.
I just meant that Pasuk says that
we don't have. What can we do? We don't have a Korban Pesach. But the menu, that's where an oinus. What are we supposed to do? Okay. Can't help it.
Okay.
But the menu is matzah mor. And Taisus spells out, in fact, that it's dafka, there's a dimension that the mor has to be after the matzah. Because if you remember when we did dafkuf yudalit, so there's a case that a fellow did not have all the yirokas for the karpas. So he was yaitze karpas with mor. And Tois is still basking that he's mechuyev to have on Kuftes Vog, that even though he was Yotze Karpas for more, that he has to have more a second time. For what reason? And he's going to make a brocha on that second more. Ad Kedei Kach. He's going to make Birchas Bar Pri Adomo, because a basic kiyum and more is not only more, but it's more after matzah. Was it a pshat? He had more before matzah already, but that's not enough. Pshat is that to appreciate that which I have, I have to appreciate where I came from. Where did I come from? No, listen, if I have $1 billion to my name, but you know why I have $1 billion to my name? Because my father had 10 billion, my grandfather had 15 billion. So I'm zoichet to $1 billion, you know. That's my share of the Yerusha that came to me, $1 billion. So good. So the fact that I have a billion is not such a big joy in my life. I'm happy that I have it, but I don't have perspective on it. Why? Because from the time I'm knee-high to a grasshopper, I had wealth that ain't sure. It's just, that's the way it is. So it's hard to fully appreciate that which I have. You take a person that went through the Horatio Alger story, you know, from rags to riches. You know, one day he was sleeping in the street with the bums, and because he didn't have a clean set of clothes, and he had a scratch for a meal, and in the winter he had to sleep on top of a grate to get a little bit of heat that he shouldn't freeze to death. And then somehow, because he was zoicha, something happened in his life, and he was oydel l'gdula. Not only is he regular, but he became wealthy, made $100 million. He has a perspective on what $100 million means in his life. Why? Because he remembers it when he walks by in the street and he sees the homeless guy sleeping there. He says, you know, it wasn't that long ago I was sleeping next to him. So if he keeps in perspective where he was, then he has a different understanding of where he is. To properly appreciate that which the Rabbeinu Shel Olam did for us, yeah. We celebrate the Gula, that's true. But how can we celebrate the Gula? Only if we understand where we came from. We came from Vayimora Ruas Chayayim. We came from the bitterness of Mitzrayim. And we suffered grievously. And we go through that in the Haggadah. But the Haggadah tells us, in the Psukim of Harami Eivet Ovi, Vayanunu, right? No, no, Awe the Kosha, etc. All that we suffered in the Mitzrayim. When we understand that, and we first understand what it means that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam redeemed us. Matzah by itself is a minimal celebration. When we contrast the matzah with the mar, then we understand what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has done for us. So that's why in the bracha, I believe, we say that Higianu halayla zebo lecho matzomor. And a birchas haidah, a very strange thing. It's a mint for that, true, but I give haidah for the mar. I give haidah for the mar. Because I see the mar, I first see the matzah.
Wouldn't it make sense for the mar to come first then? Because chronologically,
It's true. But the celebration is the gula. I celebrate the Gula. Now it's a perspective of where I came from. And this we find in Arami Ovid Ovi. In Arami Ovid Ovi. That what's the perspective of Klal Yisrael and Hoido? It's in Parshas Bikur. I'm Zoicha Eretz Yisrael now. But where did I come from? From Arami Ovid Ovi. That we almost petered out. Lavan tried to murder Yaakov Avinu. That would have been the end of the Jewish people. And from that circumstance, from Arami Ovid Ovi, I came to Yivayin Olam Ocham Azeh. The understanding and Haidah, the bigger sweep of the events that have taken place. And that's what we need to understand. That's the Haggadah to. What's the answer to the question? Of the four questions, there are two answers. The first answer that we have is Avodim Ayinu Lefarim Mitzrayim VeYotzein Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Why were we? We were enslaved and we suffered by Yotzein Hashem Elokeinu Misham. But to understand what VeYotzein Hashem Elokeinu Misham is, it's not enough that He took us out, but it was Biyot Chazok Obzroan Etuyah to such an extent that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam performed Nisim Gluyim for us. The Rabbeinu Shem revealed Himself to such an extent. His chavivus, His love of Klal Yisrael, and the schus of the Ovis, obviously, was such that He changed the entire Bria for us. That's the Ava that we had. And where did we come from? We came from Avodim Ayinu Lefarim Mitzrayim. And from that, the Rabbeinu Shem took us out. And in what fashion did He take us out? Yod Chazoka Bezona to you. What do we say in Parsha's boat? Boyal Paro ki ani echpati esnivo v'slev avodim l'man shisi oisir sa'ayla v'kirbo. So that I hardened his heart, that it should give me the opportunity to produce all the oisir sumoifsim. And for what reason? L'man tesaper boz nevincho ben bincho is asher osalalti v'mitzrayim. How far the Rabbeinu Shalom went to assist Klal Yisrael. From Avodim, from the most humble of circumstances, the most difficult of circumstances, to being the Mamlechas Koyin of the Goy Kodesh, to be cherished by the Rabbeinu Shalom, that the Rabbeinu Shalom will change the entire world for us. That's one answer. The second answer is also Lecha V'matzamo. We started off, we came from Terach, from the Zayda Terach, as we say in Cheda. And what's the normal expectation? The Gemara says in Bab Metzia that Kolam Alamed is Ben Amor, it's Torah, it's Kilu Yoloda. If you teach the son of an unlearned person Torah, it's as if you gave birth to him. Why? Because the derech hateva, the normal flow of events in this world, is a child takes after his father, after his parents. And whatever they are, that's what the child will be. So by and large, if the parent is unlearned, the greatest likelihood he'll have an unlearned childhood. So now someone came and taught him Torah's Kilu Yelodo. It's as if he gave birth to him. This is a new birth, a new mitzvah. If Terach was an Eved Avodah Zarah, what's the likelihood that we would pull loose from Avodah Zarah? Nil. No. Right? Terach was Yeno Eved Avodah Zarah. He wasn't, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, you know, that most of the those that followed the Drachim of Avodah Zarah in his time is Minig Avoseim B'Yodeyim. They're not really passionate about it. Terach was a passionate Eved Avodah Zarah. I mean, Ad Gedei Kach. He took his own son and had him arrested and thrown into a Kibshan Aish because he didn't, you know, adhere to the local religion. He was passionate. He was a kanoi. And what came forth from him? An Avram Avinu. Ba'achshav kervono amochem la'avadosa. And from that we were zoicha, the Rabbeinu Shalom drew us close. And the Rabbeinu Shalom brought us to Har Sinai and gave us his Torah. That we merit, in fact, to be the repository of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah in this world. To be noisy the Kedusha. And where do we start from? From Tchila Oivdeh Avodah the Zarah Hayah Vaseinu. You know, we go, we look in Asia today, and we're astounded. The Oivdeh Avodah the Zarah. And what we need to realize, that God tells us, we were one of them. No different than they were. And they, and I always mention this, because I find this astounding. The Ritva lived at the end of the 13th century. And the Ritva writes, and he wrote a Sefer on Chumash called Sefer HaZikar. Rav Blau, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, put out the Sefer. And that Sefer is, the Ritva wrote a defense of the Rambam in the for the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim from all the kashas that the Ramban asked in the Rambam at Chumash. So he wrote a sefer to defend the Shittas HaRambam and the Ramban's attacks. So in the Parshas Vayikra, he talks about Karbonos. And he makes a statement which is etched in my mind. We're dealing with someone, okay, he lives 700 and something years ago. So that's 730, 740, something like this, the latter part of the 13th century. And the Ritva writes that the people in India, he says, are oyv de avoid the Zoro ad hayoyim hazeh. He's saying in 1280, could you imagine, he says, in this enlightened progressive age, that in India are still oyv de avoid the Zoro? That's what the Ritva is writing. Because what would he say 7 centuries later? But that's the koyach of minhag habaseyam b'yadayim. That a person follows. That's the society. That's what they believe. You don't think about it. You just go with the flow. So there's no reason that we should look different than the Oivdei Avodah of India. No reason at all. Terach was as much an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, bigger Oivdei Avodah Zarah than they were. And the realization of from there we came to Har Sinai to receive the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. That's also matzah more. That's the theme, Rabbi Yisrael of the Seder. Lecho lo matzah more. Contrast where we are and where we came from. Physical circumstances, material circumstances, spiritual circumstances. From Mitzrayim all the way to Eretz Yisrael. From Arami Yovin Ovi to the Beis Hamikdash to Bikurim. That's. And we start with Holach Ma'anya. And Holach Ma'anya is in a very profound sense also about Matzah Mor. We have absolute faith in the Rabbeinu Shalom. That what the Rabbeinu Shalom has promised us will take place. To such an extent, Reb Chaim Brisk said, that's the pshat in the pasuk. Vani b'chaz d'cho v'tachti, yogei libi b'shua secha. Vani b'chaz d'cho v'tachti, is yet while I'm still in the midst of suffering, but I have full faith in your chesed. V'tachti. Not only that, but yogei libi b'shua secha. I feel inner joy that you're going to save me. One thing I can't do yet, is a Shira Lashem ki gom al aloi. Shira, I can only recite after the Rabbeinu Shalom actually says me ki gom al aloi. Vani v'chaz d'cho v'tachti yogei libi b'shua secha, Reb Chaim Brisk said as before I was redeemed. Holach ma'anya di achola avasona barad mitzron. It's lach ma'anya. There's no Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Korban Pesach. We're sitting in Chutz La'aretz. But what do we say? Hoshata hocho. Shana Bob Aaron Yisro. Hashata Avde, the Shana Bob Necher. We have an absolute faith that the Rabbeinu Shalom will redeem us. And therefore, from that standpoint, it's part of the simcha, the joy of Pesach, is the fact that we can now experience the joy that will be associated in some measure with the Rabbeinu Shalom's redemption of the Jewish people. But we start off to say that also with matzah mar. Holach man, it's true, there's more. But there's a matzah that's coming too. And I have absolute confidence in that. That's the trajectory. Where I'm sitting now, I'm not going to sit here forever. I'm going to be in a different situation. And I can be sameach. When ibechaz d'cha v'tachti yoge libi b'shua secha. So even that is ultimately not a sad note. It's a confident note. It's a note of joy on what the future holds in store for us. And that's also lecho bo matzah mor. Holach ma'anya, where I am now and where I will be. That's the entire Seder, Rabbi Yisrael.
You have something to say already.
So why does it take us 3-4 hours to do it? That's all.
These are ferocious.
Yeah, that's
the
button. Do I press? Slide the whole button up. Push the red button on. Then I have to stop recording.